This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Bless you today, and
God bless you today.
We thank God for him. We thank God for this day. For
yes,
indeed,
sir.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
And we are glad.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
and we rejoice in it. Amen.
Yes,
for we serve a true and living God.
Amen.
We thank God today for you that are here.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for this time, this
yes.
moment,
yes.
this
yes.
opportunity. I want to thank Pastor Sylvester Smith Jr. for blessing me with the opportunity to stand
yes,
and to minister this word this day. Amen.
Amen.
God is some kind of God.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And we thank God for each and every one of you that are here, my yoke fellow in the ministry, Minister Jones, Minister Bowyer, others, and the trustees, and each of you individually, collectively. We thank God that you have given of your precious time to be here.
Amen.
And we pray, God, those that desire to be here, those that are on their way, and for my wife that desire to be here,
yes.
But will be coming behind, I pray.
Amen.
Amen. A little bit later.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But we have a word today that we believe is a word for us, a word for me, a word for this nation.
All right.
Amen. A word from God.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Father, we lift now, Lord God, your word. We, Lord God, thank you again for this privilege and honor, this opportunity, Lord God, to minister this word today, to drop it in the hearing of those that will indeed desire to know and to understand your truth and, Lord God, and your sovereignty.
Yes.
And, Lord God, and who you are and where we are in the midst of your divine providence, Lord God. We consecrate, we dedicate, Lord God, this word, this time unto you. We pray, Holy Spirit, you'll speak through your servant, Lord God, that you will use me, Lord God, to manifest, Lord God, this word that we pray is indeed from your throne, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
And Lord God, we bless you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Our text today is taken from both the Old Testament and the New.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 And it is actually the same text. Amen.
Amen.
The first is in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. The book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter in the Old Testament. And at the 21st verse,
yes, sir.
You'll find this word.
Mm-hmm.
When you have it, say amen.
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 Deuteronomy 32 and 21, they have moved me to jealousy.
All right.
With that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities.
My.
And I will move them to jealousy.
All right.
With those who are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation.
Lord help. Right. Lord help.
And then over in the book of Romans.
Yes, sir.
At the 10th chapter.
Yes, sir.
At the 19th verse.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You will find from the Apostle Paul this reading. But I say, did not Israel know?
Mm-hmm.
First, Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. Our theme for today, our thought for today is Requiem for a Foolish Nation.
Pastor Jack. Yeah.
Requiem for a Foolish Nation. In our two texts today, God is speaking to the nation of Israel. Isn't that right?
Yes, he is.
How that he would provoke them to jealousy by a foolish nation. He spoke it through Moses and repeated it through the apostle Paul. Indicating to me, at least, that it had not come to pass yet. So in preparing for this and in my meditating on this, three thoughts, three questions came to mind as I sought the Lord in my observations. And that is, first of all, who is this foolish nation? And secondly, how did it make Israel jealous? And then thirdly, and most important, I believe, is why did God call it a foolish nation?
Good question.
Why did God call it a foolish nation? And so we'll endeavor to approach this from these three aspects. Who, first of all, who is this foolish nation? The text says it is them that are no people. So this nation, it seems, would be a melting pot of people. Of all kinds and tongues. A mixed multitude of whom, if they were dogs, we would call them mutts. Meaning they have no pedigree. This nation proclaimed, at least publicly, however, that all men are created equal. Because you see, this nation was born out of a quest for freedom. And a quest for liberty. And justice for all. Well, it was founded by a ragtag group of pilgrims who risked life and limb to escape the tyranny of an oppressive king. They swore to the God of their fathers that they would never do that to another man. But it didn't take long before they became like their oppressor. And they took and bound men and women from other nations and peoples and put them in hard bondage. And so how did that make Israel jealous? Well, this nation became very prosperous on the backs of the people it had enslaved. So much so that it grew to become the most powerful and richest nation on earth. All this while declaring itself to be a Christian nation. And so all of a sudden, Israel finds itself being defended and befriended by a nation who declares itself to be one nation under God.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
The same God, Jehovah God, who is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. I wish I had a prayer. The God that Israel turned their backs on. They turned their backs to and went a whoring after other gods. Of whom this same God, the Most High God, had scattered them, Israel, amen, to the four corners of the earth because of their sin and their iniquity. Amen. Of whom now this same God, Elohi Israel, the God of Israel, amen, which is one of his names, amen, has gathered its remnant back to their promised land. This Jehovah Tsipoth, amen, meaning the Lord of hosts, has set this Jesus-loving, this Jesus-preaching nation to love and protect them from their enemies. And they have many enemies. Amen. Foreign and domestic. Amen. Believe me, Israel hates this. Amen. For they hate Jesus. For them, Jesus is a hiss and a byword. Amen. Amen. Save for the remnant that is what we call Messianic Jews. Amen. Israel hates this. She hates this to the core. But isn't it just like God to do something like this? Amen. Man would never dream of something like this. Amen. You can't make this stuff up. Amen. Hallelujah. It is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Amen. And I'm sure you y'all have to fill in the blanks. Amen. This is 8 o'clock service. I don't have a whole lot of time to elaborate and build on this, but you have to fill in the blanks. Amen. 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 Because we have to move on, and I have to take a shortcut. Amen. 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 So thirdly, is why did God call it a foolish nation? Amen. Well, the 53rd Psalms declares that the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. It declares, corrupt are they and have done abominable iniquity. There is none, hallelujah, that doeth good. This describes this foolish nation to the T. For this nation has gone the way of all other nations before it. Amen. And although God has blessed it over and above even the nation of Israel, amen, it has declared itself to be a godless nation now. It has now turned its pride and its arrogance to embrace all the whoredoms of Israel and more. This election year, with the two candidates for president of these United States of America, are the result of a foolish nation that has lost its way. So really, it doesn't matter who you vote for. Amen. The result will be the same. Amen. More deception, more corruption. Then ultimately, the wrath of God upon this foolish nation. Amen. 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 But I'm glad today, now that I've totally bummed you out, amen, that there's good news. Hallelujah. For now, the day is at hand, my brothers and sisters. And it is high time to preach the word of God.
Yes, it is. All right. Yes,
it is time to be persistent, to be proactive, to be very persuasive in our preaching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. To call out from the world such as should be saved.
Yeah.
So you say, preacher, why is it time now to, in this time, in this foolish nation, in this age we're in, why is it time, high time, to preach the gospel?
Listen.
The gospel is a liberating message.
Yeah, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
The gospel of Jesus Christ is a message of freedom.
Yeah.
And justice.
Yeah.
And righteousness.
And
the rich and the powerful who want to keep us enslaved do not want that.
You're right. I know you're right. No, sir.
They want to keep you merchandised. They want to keep you advertised. And they want to keep you monetized.
Right. Yeah.
That keeps you in bondage.
Yes, sir.
All right, preacher Jack.
Right. Make you look to them.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
They want you, young people, to keep your eyes in your hands.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
They want you to. Why do you think there's no laws that prohibit you or come against you or penalize you for risking life and limb?
Well.
For walking and, God forbid, driving while you're texting. While you, in essence, have your eyes in your hand.
Yeah.
It's because corporate America. Amen. And its lobbyists and its influence on the legislation forbid it to happen.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus, think about it this morning.
Because the more they can distract you, the more they can keep us, the more they can keep us blinded, the more they can keep us distracted, the more they can control us.
Yeah.
And the more they can control the White House, the control Pennsylvania Avenue, control government for their bidding. And the rich and powerful can continue what they've been doing since the outset. Because they don't want us, the people, to unite. They don't want us, the people, to be informed. They want us to keep us drunk and in a stupor, amen, with materialism. With commercialism, with entertainment.
Yeah.
That is so true, Preacher Jack. Come on now.
But the gospel.
But the gospel.
It brings light. To the darkness of men's corruption.
Yeah.
The gospel.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Will empower the people.
The gospel.
The gospel.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
My.
Will deliver the drug addict.
Yeah.
Will deliver the gangbanger. Will deliver broke down neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Will deliver
oppression.
Will deliver fighting among ourselves. It will elevate us to a God kind of life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That makes us truly a nation of the free.
Yeah.
And makes us a home
of the brave. Yeah.
I wish I had somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we need to tell the story.
Tell
the story of a new home over in glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We need to remind ourselves that we too are pilgrims passing through. But while we on our way, we have to leave the legacy of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We have to leave the legacy of salvation.
Yes.
Through his blood.
Yeah.
We have to leave the legacy of the cross.
Yeah.
For it is that
Yes, sir.
Which sets us free.
Yeah, all right.
The Son sets you free.
Come on.
The S-O-N. Yeah. Capital S-O-N.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I tell you today, you're free indeed.
Yeah.
We have to lift up the name of Jesus.
Yes.
The name by which all men can be saved.
Yes,
we have to act like we believe it.
Yes,
do you believe it today?
Yeah.
You ought to stand on your feet.
Yes.
You ought to say, I believe it, preacher.
I believe it.
We ought to talk like we believe it. We ought to live like we believe it. Is there anyone today that'll be a witness for Jesus?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Will you tell this foolish nation about a Jesus that will sound foolish to them?
Yes.
Amen. Will you? Are you willing today to be a fool for Jesus?
Yes, sir. That's all right.
Because didn't not the Lord say the foolishness of preaching?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on, somebody.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
It's God's wisdom.
Yeah.
And it confounds the wisdom of men.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
We got to tell.
Tell it.
We got to tell a story.
Tell it.
How he hung.
Yeah. Come on.
How he bled.
Yeah. Watch it.
And how he died.
Yeah.
We got to tell a story.
What
do you do? Amen. How he shed his precious blood for us on Calvary's cross.
Yeah.
But early Sunday morning, he got up. With all power in his hand. We got to tell the story, I tell you. Amen. We can never back down. Hallelujah today. God bless you today. God bless you today. Thank you, New Zion. Thank you, New Zion, for allowing me to drop this word. Amen. For if this nation is to have revival,
yes.
If this nation,
yes,
amen, is to turn itself around,
yes,
amen, it will come through the church.
Yes,
and you, my brothers and sisters, are the church.
Yes,
God bless you today. God bless you real good today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
As those three walk on the road of Emmaus, they ask the question, did not our heart burn within?
Yes, sir.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you.